And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of February, 2012. Claudio Monteverdi's L'Orfeo received its premiere on this date, 1607, in Mantua, Italy. The first fully developed opera, story of Orpheus who descends into Hades to retrieve his dead wife, Eurydice. There had been plays with musical accompaniment, but this was the first in which all the actors sang, and people liked it. It's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who with his brother Jakob collected oral folk tales and published them in 1812, many of them very dark and violent, which, once the brothers Grimm realized children were reading their book, they began adapting the tales to make them softer and sweeter, including Snow White, Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Sleeping Beauty, a great boon to the Walt Disney Corporation. It's the birthday of Jane Hirschfield, born New York City, 1953. She was in the first graduating class at Princeton to include women. Not long after, she published her first poem, and then went off to Northern California to study Buddhism for the next 8 years, during which time she did not write at all. She said, "I don't think poetry is based just on poetry. It is based on a thoroughly lived life. And so I couldn't just decide I was going to write. I first had to find out what it means to live." Her most recent book of poetry is Come Thief. It came out last year. It's the birthday of Stephen Jobs, born in San Francisco, 1955, to two graduate students who put him up for adoption. He was adopted by Clara and Paul Jobs, an accountant and a machinist. And growing up, Jobs and his father would tinker with electronics in the garage. Dropped out of college after a semester, became a Buddhist, and in 1976, at the age of 21, he co-founded Apple Computers, where less than 10 years later, he unveiled the Macintosh, the first personal computer to catch on with the public, on which you simply clicked on icons rather than typing in precise text commands. Stephen Jobs, who once said, "Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart." Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Meyer, Live Oaks, New Orleans. They square off along Napoleon Avenue, opposing armies of dark women, leaning out so far their branches meet at the top, like hands grabbing fistfuls of tangled hair. And some of them are old, with the thick, scarred trunks of Storyville madams, and roots so strong their suck heaves up the sidewalk like so many broken saltines. And some are young, with the straight-backed bodies of girls who dream of horses and the brown arms of neighbor boys, but underground the red roots grow together, fuse in a living circuitry, spun deep and stronger than the whims of emperors, as if they've known all along that Earth's the right place for love, as though planted in battle lines they incline toward the circle and hold it open, vaulted and welcoming. Jennifer Meyer's poem, Live Oaks, New Orleans, from her collection Dark Alphabet, published by Southern Illinois University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.